We'll explain how the U.S. and its allies are locking Russia out of the international financial system. I'm David Brancaccio. As the U.S. and allies apply sweeping financial sanctions against Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine, Russia's central bank today doubled a key interest rate to 20% to keep the Russian currency, the ruble, from falling more. Over the weekend, the U.S. and Europe moved to cut many Russian banks out of the global financial system by stopping its access to what's called the SWIFT Global Payments System, based in Belgium, Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, or SWIFT. Let's welcome Emily Kilcrease, a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the SWIFT system. There was a lot of division in 2014 with Crimea about using this international banking plumbing to exert pressure on Russia. But the decision over the weekend was we're going to use this, at least in part.
So the announcement this weekend was that for selected Russian banks, which I think a lot of people are taking to mean those banks that have already been put on the sanctions list and include all of the major Russian banks, they will also be cut off from SWIFT. So the transactions with these banks are illegal, and now there's going to be no way to actually execute those transactions, or no efficient way to execute those transactions, I should say.
No efficient way. No, I understand. And cutting off these banks from SWIFT is a measure that could be felt by everyday Russians.
Absolutely. I mean, all of these measures will be felt by everyday Russians. And so, absolutely. And I think the consequences are only going to get harsher as the impact of these measures is felt more broadly with inflation within Russia, with the GDP dropping. So it's the specific measures will have an impact, but also kind of this accumulated effect is going to start to be really painful soon.
Now, the Russians have been thinking about this, especially after Crimea in 2014. And there was some move to perhaps set up, at least internally within Russia, a SWIFT-like system of their own?
That's right. I mean, they've been preparing for this moment. And that may help them mitigate the impact to a certain extent. But keep in mind, it's SWIFT as well as the direct sanctions on the banks. So they might be able to move some money around within Russia or perhaps between Russia and China, but they are essentially cut off from the international financial system.
But if Russia and let's say China are looking at this and thinking with a longer time horizon, the move would be to rethink the SWIFT system, their participation in it, maybe set up an international alternative.
Clearly, there are some long-term incentives towards that sort of thinking for Russia and certainly for China. Clearly, China is going to be watching all of this with some level of concern. It's possible that that's going to happen, but it won't be set up anytime in the near future.
There's been some discussion about whether Russia might be able to use digital currency, crypto, to enact transactions outside the SWIFT system. What's your take?
They will be able to use it a little bit. I mean, this is another area where can it be used for sanctions evasion? Probably, but nowhere near at the scale of the level of assets being frozen. And so if we do see that sort of sanctions evasion through crypto, I would expect for Treasury to be keeping an eye out for that and sanctioning those exchanges. But it is important to keep in mind the scale here. It would be really difficult to essentially launder crypto through these sorts of exchanges at the scale of the assets that are being frozen right now.
Emily Kilcrease is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Crude oil traded in New York is up 4.7% at the moment, not quite $96 a barrel. U.S. stock index futures are down, minus 436 points, or about 1.3% for the Dow future. S&P and NASDAQ futures are down in a similar range. The S&P index is down 2.9% this month on this last trading day of the month. Germany's DAX index at the moment down 2.5%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Many people in Russia now are lined up at ATMs to take out cash, despite reassuring words from that country's central bank that the Russian financial system remains sound. All of this after the U.S., Europe, and other allies agreed to tough new sanctions to punish Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. They also agreed to limit the Russian central bank's ability to cushion the blow. A dollar costs 84 rubles last week before the invasion. It's at about 100 to the dollar right now. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, we are hearing those reports of long lines at ATMs in Russia, people trying to withdraw money from their bank accounts. Certainly evidence that sanctions European countries, the U.S. and others have agreed to impose are likely already having an effect. Aside from the SWIFT sanctions, there was also agreement to hobble the Russian central bank's ability to counteract the SWIFT sanctions. I spoke about that with Gerard DePippo. He's with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
What they're basically trying to do is prevent the central bank from using its reserves effectively so that it basically cannot intervene into the foreign exchange market to defend the ruble. So the net effect is you're going to see a massive depreciation of the ruble. And it seems like we're already seeing bank runs in Russia.
Now, Nova, Russia's economy is about the size of New York State's or Spain's, but still ranks in the top 20 globally. Is there any precedent for these kinds of sanctions imposed on an economy of the Russian scale?
Well, the closest one would be Iran, although it is a smaller economy. The U.S. and others imposed similar sanctions on Iran's banks. That's devastated the economy there. Now, Russia's economy is much bigger. We don't have a parallel for how these sanctions might impact the rest of the world as well. So a lot of uncertainty out there and possibly ripples that could affect the global economy, David.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you very much. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.